I think it's widely agreed throughout the heavy music kingdom, regardless of your affiliation, be it heavy metal, rock and roll, or punk rock, that Voivod is one of the greatest heavy outfits that ever existed. They've managed to achieve what only bands like Motorhead, Thin Lizzy, the Sex Pistols, Nirvana, and the Ramones were able to achieve: unanimous and unwavering approval. And in this selective music world where everyone is a critic, that's high praise and quite unusual. It's a tall feat considering that Voivod's music is quite progressive, aggressive, experimental, heavy, raw, and often not even following any formulaic song structure like the rest of the bands mentioned. Also, one of the most recognizable, again, unique elements of Voivod past the music has been their artwork, all overseen by in-house artist extraordinaire and man behind the drum kit, Mr. Michel Langevin, known to most simply as Away. There were a legion of Voivod fans, myself included, who grew up staring at his artwork while the record spun. All the images were wild sci-fi depictions of the music. Some of us grew up to be in bands ourselves and wanted to be a part of that world no matter how far apart from Voivod our own music was. When Away's artwork started appearing on other people's albums, no doubt Voivod fans too, like Dave Grohl's Probot album cover, rap group Nonfiction's Future Is Now LP, and punk outfit The Black Hand's Warmonger album, I realized Away was doing commissions for other bands and had to have him do something for us. Away did 2 t-shirt designs for us during the Sleep Is the Enemy album tour period between 2006 and 2007. If you were able to get a shirt from those tours, lucky you, because none are available for sale anymore. I myself have only 1 of each design. The first design was done through computer, but Away, for a favor, did the second design by hand, and the original artwork for the second t-shirt design hangs on my wall at home. If you want to see the 2 designs he did for us, I suggest you track down a copy of Worlds Away, the hardcover book of Michel's art by Martin Popoff. It's a thorough read, and if you're a Voivod fan, it's a must-have. Even if you're not, though, and just love sci-fi art, rock band-related artwork, or just music in general, you will enjoy this book. Word spread about Michel doing art for other bands, and I ended up putting Away in touch with Ringworm and Broken Teeth, and he did some amazing stuff for them as well. And of course, when working on my book, I've got something to say, and I wanted to get artists to interpret my writing. I had to reach out to Michel. He was a very big reason why I had the artwork idea in the first place. Another chance to work with him. And Michel's reputation looms so large in this world, I would often lead with him when pitching the idea to other artists. Michel ended up interpreting the article I wrote on the Roadburn Festival in Tilburg, Holland. Beautifully done, and again, like all the other artists that participated in the book project, I'm so honored and proud to have him be a part of it. But Michel is someone that reaches back to when I was a teenager, so it really is extra special to have him on board. He's been on this podcast before, episode number 117, where he gave me my Voivodian name. Listen to that episode to find out what that is. And he returns here to discuss his artwork and Voivod's new album, The Wake, which will be released next month through Century Media on September 21st. Thanks to Skull Candy Headphones and thanks to Blue Mic Microphones, this podcast with Michel Langevin, a.k.a. Away from Voivod, starts now. The Daniel Jones Podcast is the best around. Nick Flanagan is Daniel's crew. I'm still over free. I'm sad glad I like to sometimes. Jimmy in from fucked up. Stop playing. Hang down. Down. There's only one podcast to listen to in this world. And that's the Daniel Jones Podcast. Don't be a dick. Don't be a listen to the Danko Jones Podcast.
Login protocol initiated. Sequencing algorithm interface. The official Danko Jones podcast uploaded. Listen with caution. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready because the Danko Jones podcast starts. No!
Hello, how are you, man?
Bonjour, how are you, Michel?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
You know, what you did for, you know, the book is phenomenal. I mean, it's exactly what I loved, and just the article that you illustrated as well from beginning to end, it's so amazing, man. So thank you so much for being a part of this.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. It was really fun to do. I feel really lucky that I happened to do the Roadburn article.
Yeah, I mean, Roadburn, as you know, is like a festival that I think really wouldn't exist without a band like Voivod pushing the envelope, going to new extremes, checking out new worlds. It's Voivod is so much a part of that. Have you played Roadburn?
Yes, I played the Roadburn twice with Voivod and once with Talkross. And we also curated the one day in 2012, and I for the same occasion, I had the exhibition nearby in some cool gallery beside the venue.
Was that just a coincidence, or was that kind of part of the Roadburn that year?
It was part of the festival. I also did the art for the festival, and they had huge banners all around town with my art on it, which was amazing. Walter actually gave me a big banner, which I still have, of course.
How did you flew that back home?
Oh, I just folded it with the Voivod backdrop logo.
Oh, that's so cool. As you know, and people who are into our band know that you have done some of our artwork in the past for some of our two of our t-shirts. And, your artwork is something that I kind of grew up with, being a Voivod fan, growing up as a Voivod fan. And just to have, you know, the band's logo, you know, illustrated by you and in dropped in the world of Voivod was such a thrill for me. And now to have my words illustrated by you and have your images accompanied with it is a bit of a feather in my cap. I personally, a check off the old checklist for me. It's awesome.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, anytime, if you do any project, let me know.
Well, that was it. Is Jack, before we asked you to do the t-shirt design and to have the Danko Jones logo in the Voivod font and with the Voivod characters, I was so hesitant to even ask. I didn't even know if you did that for other bands, but then seeing you do the thing for Nonfiction and I'd seen you do a couple other things.
The Nonfiction logo was one of the first that really got out there, and then shortly after I was asked to do more stuff. But it happened actually when we had the accident in Germany. Mm-hmm. In 98, and Eric the singer Bissler was at the hospital for quite a while, and all of a sudden everything stopped. I made myself more available for extra curriculum activities. And then with you coming in the picture and Dave Grohl and all that, all of a sudden I had more and more offers and so it's all good. I do a lot more of that nowadays. Although we finished the recording of the new Voivod album yesterday night.
I was going to ask you about that.
All the recording, it's all done. So we need to mix and master. So now I'm really concentrated on doing the front cover for the Voivod album, which is always a bit difficult.
Well, Target Earth was an incredible cover. I mean, it's a great album. But like the cover is so amazing. And you use the same color scheme that was very, at least in my eyes, very reminiscent of the second illustration you did for us.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a continuation.
It's the same colors I've used for a couple of years now because of at first when I started to do digital art, I was pretty disappointed with the conversion to CMYK for print. And I seem to lose a lot of the brightness of the RGB colors that you have on the computer. Nowadays, it's millions of colors. Back in the nothing phase time, it was like 16 colors or something I could use. Now it's millions. But as soon as you transfer that to print, then it's the number of colors is reduced a lot. And I learned with working with you and Dave Grohl to really find the right blue and the right red that will sort of stay the same when it gets into printing format. And I sort of stuck to it. Some people think it might be too colorful. For the Target Earth album, some people ask if it was coming with bubble gum, and you know what I mean.
What do they? What do those critics think of Number of the Beast? Then, Number of the Beast is a pretty colorful cover itself.
Yeah, of course, it's still one of my favorites. The first three Iron Maiden albums are still my favorite heavy metal albums of all time.
They're very colorful.
And of course, the first Voivod cover, War and Pain, is sort of a ripoff of the first Iron Maiden cover in a way.
But now you're finished the new album. You don't have a title for it yet, or at least you haven't released it.
No, we're still. I mean, we have working titles, but we're right now working hard on finding final titles for the songs, and it's actually getting a bit confusing because some of the songs had three or four working titles and we don't know how to call them anymore. it's a bit of a mess with the files I'm getting from the rough mixes and all that. But eventually we'll get down to it. We need to deliver the parts as soon as possible because we have a world tour coming starting end of July, and it's getting very tight right now. We don't want to miss the window. We'd like to release it at the end of July or early August for the touring. So, yeah, we're working really hard in trying to wrap up the whole thing.
Now, I noticed that you guys entered the studio in November. So this was a long recording session, am I right?
Although it was spread out because... I did all my trackings within about a week or so, but then the other guys went in the weekend. Everybody was very busy, so we sort of we did it by block, really, and it's very complicated. The album is very progressive, and we built it like a puzzle, really. And it's pretty epic. That's why it took so long. Maybe we went too far. People will let us know. But it's like these are very long songs and connected together and all that. It was a long, long process. But it's also due to the fact that everybody was pretty busy, and we did a whole lot of different sessions, but mostly in the weekends.
Well, if it's any comfort to you, hearing you describe the new album as very progressive sounding, this is when I think Voivod shines with more progressive elements, when you incorporate and have the song sound be longer. That's very exciting for real Voivod fans to hear, I think, personally, as a Voivod fan myself.
We always intended for the albums to be epic, but for the, let's say, for Cators and Infini, it was pretty difficult, but because Denis Damo had passed, and we were stuck with skeletons of recordings, and but these albums with Jason might be a bit simpler, but as soon as we started writing Target Earth, we went back to the progressive rock mode, I guess.
Yeah, I can't wait. This is going to be exciting. I'm glad it's coming out this year. Because with every Voivod album, I mean, it's more than just the cover. There's so many other mini illustrations that accompany it. Sometimes songs have their own illustration. So it is a project unto itself, isn't it?
Yes, I tried to, during the recording sessions, in the studio, I try to draw while the other guys are tracking, and I try to get absorbed in the music being created and all that. And I do also tons of drawings on the road. I try to do one drawing every town we play at. And quite often I will dig through these and scan them and use some for the booklet. Because I do like to have one song illustrated, each song illustrated in the booklet.
Yeah.
Most of the times the artwork in the booklet is ink, but for the front cover I try to do colorful art. I used to do paintings in the 80s. Mm-hmm. But since I studied in science and I didn't study in art, it was very difficult. And so that's why I switched to digital art. But I know that many people would love for one cover one day to be a painting again. I'm looking into it. But when I did the sketch for the new album, it was so intricate that I really could not picture myself trying to paint that, really. So right now I'm going to try to give it a go with Photoshop. But if I could try to imitate what I used to do with acrylics with Photoshop, that would be amazing. But I haven't reached the technique yet. It still looks pretty digital, what I do. It doesn't have the rawness of the paintings that I did, but I really did not consider myself a painter. I only did 5 paintings in my life. It was the early years of Voivod. I did the 4 album covers, and then I had done one, the first 4 album covers, and then I had done a painting when I was a teenager for my grandmother, and that's about it.
Wow, man, those were it. So what we saw as the Voivod covers, those first 4, were your first stabs at painting.
Yeah, I know. And I still can't understand that I was ballsy enough to tell Metal Blade that I would do the cover of the first album, because I had no idea what I was doing. And I only realized many years after when I released the Words Away book.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a discussion with Michael Siegel from Metal Blade. Brian from Metal Blade is saying that all the staff gathered around, because I had to ship the paintings back then to LA and all that, and they all gathered around the box that they received with the Warren Pain cover in it, and they were all nervous because they were like, oh my God, the drummer did the cover. It turns out it's okay, I guess. Well, it's sort of it's sort of representing the trash metal years nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. I mean the painting is now, or the cover now is iconic. I mean, it's just been branded into so many people's brains now. So, no, that can only be the cover. But I mean, yeah, it was ballsy for everyone to trust, including yourself, to trust in whatever you came up with. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was lucky that the band trusted me with that as well. And we didn't really know anybody who could represent the music up north in Jonquière, aside from me, really. So that's why we gave it a go.
Did you find, as you kept at illustration, do you find at some moments the artwork and the illustration itself drove the music sometimes, or led the music?
I mean, you know, there was a couple of instances where the art I influenced either Snake or Piggy, but I would say that most occasions I was influenced by the music that was being created.
Okay, so the illustration, the artwork came after, usually, anyways.
Quite often, and although we usually had a way of morphing everything into Voivod, where one thing was influencing the other, and then the lyrics, the music, and the art were sort of had the same evolution all through the process, and the final result was very cohesive. Mainly when we lived together in the 80s, and we worked on Voivod every day, rehearsed every day and all that. So that's where we were able to release quite intricate albums once a year and tour a lot.
Yeah.
And I was also able to spend a lot of time on one painting because we were like working on it every day.
Right. So one of the things about this book, I've got something to say that I love, is first of all, everybody, all the illustrators, there's 12 in total, everyone has a connection to me in one way or another. And for you, you are someone that, you know, I grew up listening to. So the connection is very deep. We are from, you know, we're the same, we're countrymen, you know, we're both Canadian, but you've also done illustrations for us before the book. But also what I kind of really dug was you have connections with all the other illustrators as well, like Brian Walsby, Valiant himself from Valiant Thor, Juan Montoya. If you guys don't know each other, they're fans of you, and vice versa. There's Erie Vaughn from Samhain. So there's a lot of good association with the project. And I remember, I don't know if it was you or if it was Brian, when I mentioned you guys to each other, there was kind of like, oh, okay. It was almost like, okay, this project is going to be cool, you know, just because the other person was involved.
Brian is great. He did a shirt for us a few years back, and it was really, really, really cool. And he's a great illustrator. And actually, he is the trigger for me to release Words Away back then, where he already had released his first book, comic book,
Manchild
1, and where he was trying to get my book released through the same company. And so, he's a great friend. And his band, the Davidians, opened for us 2 years ago. I believe it was in Raleigh. They were really cool. He's a good friend now.
Well, you know, when I asked, I got his contact, and he was someone that I'd really wanted to be a part of this from the beginning. In fact, in my head, I had pictured a Walsby illustration to be the cover of the book. But I didn't know really, like, I didn't know him. And he was friends with Damien Abraham from Fucked Up, and Damien gave me his contact. And when we went back and forth, I said, you know, I also do this podcast, and I sent him the episode you and I did together during Speed Fest in Holland when you guys were on tour with Napalm and Obituary and Carcass. And he heard that. And I think I have yet to talk to him about it, but he did send me an email going, okay, that was cool. All right. You know, like, that's cool. You know, you're a fan of Voivod. Okay. Like, kind of like, okay, you've been vetted. I'm in, you know, kind of. It was like almost, I passed his test, I think, in some way. That was funny.
Oh, good.
but then I got an email from, like, Valiant himself, from Valiant Thor, who did an illustration for the book as well. And I think he sent a picture of him and you on tour. You guys met on the road somewhere, and you guys talked about the book. So I was really glad that, you know, the contributors to the book were actually, like, friends of each other, and it was all kind of, everybody was, you know, it was all kind of connected, and everybody has a connection to me in some one way or the other, through their art or through just a personal deep connection from, you know, from years back or growing up. There's something there. So I'm also very proud of everybody's involvement, and I'm very proud to be associated with everybody and have them aligned with the project. And then to have it be on Feral House, which is a great imprint I'm a big fan of, is just the cherry on top of everything. So, you know, these discussions I'm having, you know, with everybody who contributed is just another way for me to say thanks for being a part of it. It's almost there. It's almost released. It'll be out in June. So, yeah, it's just great to finally to have this thing done. Because you did this thing like I'd say 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
it's a long process. The book world is a long game compared to the music world.
Oh, it takes forever. I know what you mean. And it took me forever to release my first book. Now I'm working on a second one, and it's taking me forever. It's just a very long editing process and all that. Yeah, it's always like it's Christmas when it comes out, really. I can't wait to have my copy of your book, actually.
Oh, yeah, and I will send you a copy of it for sure. I have it. They sent me a box this week of 25 copies, so it was great to open and look through it. And yours is right there. And, you know, like, I totally understand, because when your book came out, I remember you saying, hey, I got a copy for you, because, you know, our your designs for us are in Worlds Away. I remember telling you, I already got a copy. I got it off Martin Popoff himself. Like, I drove to his place and I got it, because I heard that it was out, I needed to get it as soon as possible. So, yeah.
Yeah,
that was great. And another thing about your artwork was, you know, in reading Worlds Away, is like, it's true. Like, after, you know, you did illustrations for us, there was a few bands who were in the same boat as me. Like, they didn't know that you would do this for other bands. So they asked me about you, like Ringworm and Jason McMaster from Dangerous Toys and Watchtower. You did something for Broken Teeth. So that was really cool.
Yeah. You actually got me in contact with three or four other people who, I think it was through their tattoos, maybe. You notice a tattoo, and I sort of remember that you told me you had played with Ringworm and noticed they had tattoos of Voivod or something like that.
Yeah.
And anyhow, all of a sudden, I was doing a lot of artwork, and it came really handy a few times when even during the unfortunate passing of Denis D'Amour, I was able to survive doing artwork for other artists. And because it's a time where everything stopped for like 3 years or so before we reformed for Heavy Montreal. That's where I met Valiant Tour, actually. And the world is so small. They had copies for me of one of the Manchild books that Brian had given them because he knew they were playing with us. And it's all a small circle. It's cool. And it's something that I really enjoy in the metal community. Like, we just did the metal cruise again, 70,000 tons of metal.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing after 35 years to still meet up with Exodus and Exciter, and it's a blast, man. That's really why I can't stop doing that. I have too many friends now in the metal community.
Oh, absolutely, and you're doing Psycho Las Vegas as well, right?
Yes, it's the bill is amazing. I didn't realize it was such a cool fest. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is something that, I mean, I would love to play that festival because, yeah, the lineup is amazing. But yeah, you guys are always, you know, you guys have always been a metal band that could dip into other arenas and other forms of music, or other scenes, I should say. Very accepted in other scenes because of just, you know, how... It's a metal band, but I mean, it's much, much more than that. So yeah, it's great. Yeah, the 70,000 tons. I mean, I saw a couple of photos of you from the festival and from the cruise. You're hanging out with Annihilator and Razor on there. I saw one of the other bands.
Like, it's the guys from Exciter, and which is so cool because the first shows we did. When War and Pain came out, we're with Exciter up north and northern Quebec, but we hadn't seen them for 35 years. So we did play with a version of Exciter in Chile maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but it was just crazy to see the original lineup again after 35 years, and we had a blast. And then Jeff from Annihilator was there, and so the Canadian attack was there.
Well, did you hear about this festival that happened out west? It was the they couldn't officially call it the Big Four, but they had Sacrifice, Annihilator, Exciter, and Razor out, and they were they couldn't say the Big Four. But then I talked to Rob from Sacrifice, and I said, well, it's really a Big Five. I mean, you know, we're all forgetting about Voivod here. They didn't play the festival. I can't remember the name of the festival, but
and Anvil was not there.
No, they weren't part of it. No. So I guess for a lot of people, they would include Anvil for a big six of Canada.
Well, they were really, really influential for sure. For us anyway.
But for me, if you're going to include Anvil, then for me, then it would have to be the big seven, which would include Malhavik.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. I always pictured them more into the industrial scene, but I know that. I mean, what's the name of the singer of Malhavik?
James Cavaluzzo.
Yeah, that he was involved on the Negatron album, where he did all the interludes with me, and he's such a nice guy.
So cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, James is an old friend of our band, but I'm a old Malhavik fan, so. You know, and I loved the Malhavik stuff before the release, before they went industrial as well. I mean, they were. I feel they don't get their just due, you know, in terms of, you know, Canadian metal history. But yeah,
I guess you could consider it metal in a way. That's I would have to listen back to the albums that James gave me. It's been a while, actually. It's probably been 20 years since I listened to these albums, and I would need to become more familiar with their overall style. I just remember them being sort of a Nine Inch Nails fetus type of band.
Yeah, definitely, you know, stuff after the release. And the release was definitely very industrial, but incorporating a lot of metallic elements. But before that, the demos, the Malhavik demos, are full on death metal. So
I'm still in touch with James. We met again 2 years ago when we toured with Vector. He was at the show in London, Ontario.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, James is around, you know. He's done stuff for us as well in the past. Yeah,
he's a very good producer, too.
Yeah, he's great. But Michelle, thanks a lot for talking to me about, you know, your participation in my book. And, I'm just very thrilled that you were a part of it. I mean, you definitely someone whose artwork I stared at for hours, like legions of all the other Voivod heads out there. And to have your artwork grace the pages of my book now, you know, is amazing. I don't even know what to say, but thank you.
Thank you, man. I'm glad that some people spent some time staring at the album covers that I did, because that's definitely what I did in the 70s for the prog rock movement, but mainly in 1980 when I saw the famous first Iron Maiden album. It was always important for me to try to represent something where people would buy the album without knowing what's inside the what the music sounds like, you know. And it's definitely what happened to me with Iron Maiden. Well, they became my favorite band without having to hear the music. I just grabbed the album and I bought it and I took the bus home, and I knew it had to be good.
Yeah.
So that was my main goal. I think everybody was influenced by that first Iron Maiden album in a way, from Megadeth to SOD to Voivod and so on.
Especially, yeah, with their respective artwork, cover art.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we all had our mascot, you know.
Yeah. There's so many bands with mascots.
Yeah.
But the Voivod character has warped. I mean, it's not as consistent as an Eddie, you know, or a Vic Rattlehead. It's changed and warped alongside the music and the band. It's very interesting.
We tried to be consistent with the evolution of the music. And so the logo evolved, the artwork evolved, the music evolved, the lyrics, the concept, everything. We tried to make it go really, really fast in terms of evolution. And Noise, BMJ re-released the Noise material last year or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they did the best of from 86 to 88, so from Roar to Dimension Hatras. And I just could not believe how different the music was from Roar to Dimension Hatras. And you're talking about 2 years, from 86 to 88, you know? So, yeah, everything was really quick.
Yeah, I look back on years like that, and things really moved more rapidly than I remember in my head.
But it goes back to what I was saying earlier, I would say 83, sorry, to 89, we rehearsed every night. So that's why we seem to be propelled forward.
Yeah, you probably were able to jam in years in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we also lived together in Montreal downtown, so we work 24 hours a day on Voivod.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Michel. Thanks so much for this, man.
Thanks a lot, and we might see you. We might see you in July on or August. I'm sure we're going to play Toronto.
Oh well, yeah.
Are you still in Toronto? Are you still in Toronto?
Yeah. I'm in Toronto. Okay. Yeah. If I'm here, I will be there. I mean, absolutely.
I'll catch you up when you play Montreal.
Yeah, or that. You know, I don't know when we're going to be there next, but we should be there soon. Or some festival that we're both booked in somehow. Because the last time I saw you guys was at a festival in Holland, Speedfest.
Yeah, Speedfest was amazing.
Yeah.
And I could not believe that I was seeing Refused, which is one of my favorite bands. And I was really glad to speak with them afterwards and realize that they were huge Voivod fans. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I spoke to Dennis that day, and the only band he wanted to see was you guys.
And so, we had a great show too that time, so it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's great! Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, the lineup was so eclectic, but yet everything made sense, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was from the Dictators to you guys, from Refused to us. And then,
yeah.
Then,
and Propane were there too. Got to meet with Gary again. We did this one long crazy tour with Propane around '96, and it was great to see Gary again.
Oh, yeah, they were there. I forgot. And then Peter Pan, yeah. Speed Rock, who pretty much curate the festival. They were there. They think they played one of their last shows, and yeah, it was really great to see. And I think we were on tour with Judah at the time, and I don't know if Judah played. I think Judah played as well. Yeah, just a wild, wild festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Holland is wild.
Yeah. 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 But anyways, maybe we'll see you out at in the festival somewhere, or if not, our respective hometowns. But anyways, mm-hmm. I will definitely send you a copy of the book, and thanks so much.
Thank you, and I'm eager to see what the other people did with art-wise in your book. I can't wait.
Have you seen the cover with Brian's cover?
Yeah, it's amazing. I really love it. I really love his art.
Yeah, he's amazing. And then he did an illustration for a story as well. So
excellent.
So yeah. All right. Thanks, Michel.
Thank you, Danko.
Thank you, man. Soon. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.